This is a presentation by the Northern Area Plan Training Department of the General Telephone Company of California. The purpose of this presentation is to provide instruction on the requirements and adjustment procedures for wiper springs on Strozier two-motion switches. The information pictured and discussed in this program is contained in this current general system practice, Section 230-005-702. All plant training courses use the general system practices for instructional material and as reference standards. The adjustments of banks and wiper springs is separated into two sections, one composed of the horizontal banks with their mating line and control wipers, the other consisting of the vertical bank and the mating vertical wiper. The process applied to these two sections, horizontal banks and wipers, and vertical bank and wiper, is separated into two categories, the requirements and the adjustment procedures. The practice provides two tables for easily relating the paragraphs detailing the requirements and the corresponding adjustment procedures. The center column describes the requirement. The column to the left indicates the paragraph number detailing that specific requirement. The column to the right indicates the paragraph number containing the adjustment procedure used to meet the described requirement. Table 1 applies to the horizontal banks and wipers. Table 2, you can see, applies to the vertical bank and wiper. And the next slide will complete this table. These tables act as an index to locate information within the practice easily and rapidly. Good workmanship requires selection of the proper tool and the correct procedure in application. The practice itemizes the proper tool shown here for easy identification and lists the necessary materials. Shown here is the complete bank and wiper assembly of a two-motion Strozier switch. The 200-point line bank at the bottom with its two-conductor wiper, the 100-point control bank and its single-conductor wiper mounted above the line bank. On the right, in front of the bank rod, is the vertical bank assembly with its wiper. The proper relationship of wipers to bank contacts is the final step in placing a two-motion switch into service. The precise mechanical adjustments, the gauging, margining, timing and pulsing of the control relays can be defeated in their purpose by inattention to detail at this time. Improper adjustments and/or poor workmanship here can cause trouble such as no cut-in, no release, accelerated wiper tip wear, excessive wear on the bank contacts, line finder block alarms causing no dial tone, broken bank contact insulators with the resulting shorts and crosses involving lines and trunks, poor voice transmission, and in general malfunction of the two-motion switch. The most common cause of wiper spring replacement and adjustment is ordinary wiper tip wear through normal use of the switch. This slide indicates left to right the new wiper tip contact area condition, followed by three graduated wear conditions, each of which requires wiper replacement. Note that 90% worn surface means replacement. Some special switches are equipped with wipers that have precious metal, silver and silver alloys, welded to the wiper spring tips, specifically for control of transmission losses. The method of applying the precious metal is either a one-weld or three-weld process. This slide indicates the one-weld experienced problems requiring replacement. Note 75% of width worn or 90% of the thickness worn means replacement. This slide depicts conditions encountered on three-weld precious metal-tipped wipers necessitating replacement. Note again 75% width worn or more, and 90% of the thickness worn means replacement. These conditions are normal wear results, designed to control minimum bank contact deterioration, because it is easier to change wipers than it is to change out bank contacts and change bank multiple wiring. The quick change wiper is a recent development that minimizes the time required to replace a worn or damaged wiper, simply because the single conductor control bank wiper can be removed and replaced without disturbing the two conductor line wiper or the vertical bank wiper. That single conductor quick change wiper is shown here. Note the forming of the wiper springs, tips, and that the tips are touching one another. The two-conductor quick-change wiper is illustrated here. Note again the forming of the wiper springs, tips, and especially the separation of the two wiper tips. The next four slides indicate the orientation of the wiper tips, one with respect to the other. This illustrates the alignment lengthwise. This, the alignment twist. This, of course, is the alignment sidewise. The wiper tip curvature, illustrated here, is another facet in the relationship of wiper tips one to the other. There are two motion switches that require four bank contacts rather than three for each wiper position. The 400-point horizontal bank assembly consists of a lower 200-point line bank and an upper 200-point control bank. This bank assembly would require two conductor wipers to extend the customer services of the two-motion switch forward over the bank contacts and multiple wiring. This is different than the 300-point horizontal bank assembly shown here, consisting of a lower 200-point line bank with a two-conductor wiper and an upper 100-point control bank requiring a single-conductor wiper. Always verify the type of horizontal control bank the switch is equipped with to select the proper wiper for replacement. This slide indicates the specific requirement for the single conductor 100-point bank wiper clearance between either wiper blade and the insulator. Note the maximum and minimum limit values. Here, the specific requirement for wiper tip separation, maximum and minimum, are given for the 200-point bank two-conductor wiper. The wiper tip positioning on the bank contact array is pictured here to indicate positive 1/16 of an inch depth of engagement or overlap. It is important to ensure low resistance electrical contact between the wiper tip and the individual bank contact on which the wiper is positioned. Therefore, wiper spring tension must be established. Here, the upper wiper spring tension is removed manually from the lower wiper spring. To check the lower wiper tension follow of minimum 3/32 of an inch to maximum 1/8 of an inch displacement of wiper tip upward. The tension of the lower wiper spring is removed manually. To check the upper wiper spring follow, minimum 3/32 of an inch to a maximum of 1/8 of an inch toward the lower wiper. The distance from one bank level to another, above or below, is approximately 1/8 of an inch. Now examine the relationship of the vertical wiper and its vertical bank assembly. Note the 90-degree angle relation between the wiper blade axis and the two-motion switch shaft. Also note the parallel alignment of the vertical bank and the two-motion switch shaft, both from the front and right side. The lowest contact on the vertical bank has no electrical function, only a mechanical one. Note the centering of the vertical wiper tip on the vertical bank contact. The top view of the vertical bank and wiper indicates the relationship between the vertical wiper blade and its backstop, with the wiper tip tension on the vertical bank contact and the two-motion switch shaft at rotary nominal position. The opening at B should be approximately 3/64 of an inch, at maximum less than that which would allow a wiper cord to enter between the vertical wiper blade and the tip of the backstop throughout vertical movement of the shaft and wipers. Note the angle between the surface of the vertical bank contact and the tip end section of the wiper blade is approximately 15 degrees. The backstop should be at a 90-degree angle from the axis of the set screw and wiper hub. With the switch shaft at rotary normal, the vertical wiper spring tension against the vertical bank contact, using the GT-1102 tension gauge at the point shown, should be within limits of test minimum 25, maximum 50 grams, and readjust minimum 30, maximum 45 grams, checked on the first and tenth levels. The vertical wiper spring tension against the backstop at any convenient rotary position of the switch shaft should be between 20 grams minimum, maximum 30 grams. With the switch shaft on the first rotary step of any and all levels, there must be a clearance between the vertical wiper tip and the corresponding vertical bank contact. Then, with the switch shaft on the first vertical level and held above the top bearing, in the rotary position where the vertical wiper backstop just lifts the wiper tip away from the bank contact, the vertical wiper should overlap the bank contact at least 5/64 of an inch. The requirements have now been covered. There are some preliminary considerations before performing any adjustments. It is necessary to ensure against any interruption to our customers' use of the equipment. Therefore, make busy the switches to be worked on after monitoring has determined they are idle, not seized. The number to be busied out should be dependent on the traffic load into the type of equipment worked on. Next, remove the switch covers on those switches busied out. Usually, it is desirable to make the release circuit of the switch inoperable by using a toothpick as illustrated in this slide. The placement of the toothpick is to prevent the VON, vertical off nominal, spring assembly from restoring when the weight of the shaft is removed from the off nominal lever. The shaft and wipers can now be positioned and restored manually. Bank and wiper adjustments require good lighting and proper positioning of the light source. Now inspect line, control, and vertical wiper tips for wear. Review the wear conditions requiring replacement shown here. Here. And here. We will assume all wipers need replacement and necessarily adjustments. The first step is to ensure the horizontal banks are properly mounted to the switch. You can see that assembly here. The horizontal banks are mounted on bank rods, which in turn are secured to the switch's main casting. The main casting is mounted on the switch base, which in turn is engaged in the shelf position. The banks are held on the bank rods by two collars with locking screws. Note that each collar has two notches that must engage with the control bank lower mounting plate and the line bank upper mounting plate. This engagement takes place only when the clamp and set screw is rotated toward the banks as far as they will move. The set screw, when tightened, locks the two banks to the rod. The control bank upper mounting plate must be in contact with the bank rod shoulders on both sides to ensure proper positioning before any wipers are replaced. The holes drilled in the main casting to accommodate the threaded top of the bank rods are larger than the bank rod mating ends. This allows movement of the horizontal banks with respect to the wiper tips and provides adjustment to meet the wiper tip depth of engagement requirement throughout the bank level. Now let's examine the wiper positioning and forming. If the wiper does not set at approximately right angles to the shaft, adjust by using the index finger placed as near the wiper bracket as possible and apply pressure up or down to meet the requirement. Take care that no sharp bends are introduced to the wiper blades during this action. Retensioning of the wipers will be done later. If the wipers are loose on the shaft, tighten the collar assembly with the H46437-1 wrench, commonly called spin-tight socket wrench. Examine the wiper tip alignment. When the wiper springs are permanently fastened at the hub during manufacture and are misaligned, the wiper spring assembly must be replaced by a new one meeting the requirements. When a quick change wiper is misaligned, the bracket screws can be loosened, the wiper blades and tips realigned, then the screws tightened. The adjustment to meet the 7/64 of an inch requirement at point L is performed by placing the H16290-7 pliers, duck bills, at the points K and M near L, and carefully bending each wiper at L until the requirement is met. The bending action should be equal on both upper and lower wiper blades. Bows or kinks in the wiper blades between the points N and L may be smoothed out by moving with steady, light pressure the duckbill pliers along the wiper blade from L to N. Wiper spring and meeting the requirement at point C is accomplished by the following adjustment. To change the angle at D, place one N363 tool between D and C and another at point J. Then, using steady, light pressure, bend at point D. To change the angle at point C, place one N363 tool between the points D and C and another at point E. Then, using steady, light pressure, bend at point C. Again, be sure to apply the forming action to both wiper blades equally in meeting the requirement. This adjustment procedure is performed to meet the requirements for the wiper tips on either and both the two-conductor wiper tip separation, F, and the single-conductor wiper blade and insulator clearance, H. The next adjustment is for properly tensioning the wiper spring. Too little tension results in high resistance contact to wiper tip connections, while too much tension produces accelerated wiper wear and bank contact deterioration. First, loosen the wiper spring assembly on the shaft with the spin-tight socket wrench. Rotate the wiper directly away from the bank assembly and snug the set screw to hold the wiper to the shaft. This is necessary to work on both halves of the circular portion of each blade, thus preventing wiper tip misalignment when increasing or decreasing tension. To increase tension in the wiper spring, apply the duckbill pliers as shown, first to one circular side and then to the other. The motion is from the rear of the wiper close to the clamping screw, along the circular portion of the wiper, to the point where the wiper blade and tip extend from the circular portion. Throughout this motion, applied to both sides of the wiper equally, the duckbill pliers should be slighted in a direction to force the wiper blade toward its mate. Repeat this process to the mating wiper until the tension is equally distributed to both wipers in meeting the wiper spring follow requirements. To remove tension, perform the same motion along the circular portion of each wiper. Merely reverse the duckbill pliar twist in a direction to move the wiper blade away from wipers to equalize the tension in the wiper pair. Place the wipers into position on the shaft. The upper wiper blade and the lower wiper blade of both the line and control wiper springs should be at the same angle with respect to the bank contact surface. To adjust to this requirement, loosen the wiper collar with the spin-tight socket wrench. Position the wiper spring assembly up or down on the shaft as required, then finger tighten the collar snug. Do not exert because the shaft will become scored. Changes in wiper positioning are possible. Raise the shaft to the first, fifth, and tenth levels in turn, checking that both wiper blades form the same angle with respect to the bank contact surface. When the wiper is rotated onto the first bank contact on each level in turn. Wipers are raised to the 10th level. Bank wiper hub does not strike the lower shaft bearing. If the wiper assembly does strike the shaft bearing, the upper wiper assembly must be inverted. Therefore, should be the first one adjusted. In some cases, it is also necessary to invert the wiper assembly adjacent to the vertical wiper in order to meet the requirements for that vertical wiper. If the wipers touch the bank when moving vertically, loosen the collar set screw with the spin-tight socket wrench. Rotate the wiper away from the banks and then finger-tighten the collar set screw on the shaft. Overlap of the wiper tip on the bank contact at least 1/16 of an inch is adjusted by moving the bank assembly as described before. The main casting clearance around the bank rod's threaded top section allows movement toward, away from, to left or right with respect to the switch shaft supported wiper tips. Equalize the overlap throughout the levels checked. The wipers must also be adjusted for centering on the bank contacts. This is done on the fifth bank contact of the fifth level, the center position of the bank assembly, to minimize other wiper position deviations from centered. It is advisable to hold the shaft and support the wiper during this rotation of the wiper assembly in order to maintain the vertical positioning of the wiper previously obtained. When the requirement is met, finger tighten the collar set screw. Restore the shaft to normal position and check the vertical wiper position. If necessary, readjust to meet the requirement, being careful not to rotate the wiper assembly on the shaft while moving the assembly vertically. Wrist tighten the collar set screw until snug to the shaft. Now position the wipers on the 10th level. Verify the centering of the wiper tip on the 1st, 5th, and 10th contact. Any deviation should be distributed between the 1st and 10th contacts. Repositioning of the bank assembly may be necessary to meet the requirements, as well as readjustment of the wiper assembly's rotary position on the shaft. Check that the wiper tip does not bridge between any two bank contacts upon completion of any rotary step of the shaft. This completes the horizontal bank and wiper adjustments. Now to the vertical bank assembly and the vertical wiper adjustments. The horizontal 90-degree alignment of the vertical wiper with respect to the shaft is not adjustable, therefore, if not met, requires replacement of the wiper assembly. The adjustment of the vertical bank assembly with respect to the shaft parallel from the front and right side, depends on the manner in which the bank assembly is mounted, either to the switch's lower cover plate or to the horizontal bank assemblies. When the vertical bank is mounted to the horizontal banks, the side view parallel requirement is fixed by design. Therefore, only the front view parallel adjustment is made by loosening the bank mounting screws, adjusting for uniform wiper tip overlap, one half of the vertical bank contact or more, over the 11 contact array of the vertical bank, and tightening the mounting screws. When the vertical bank is mounted to the lower switch cover plate, positioning of the vertical bank parallel to the switch shaft, both front and side view, is accomplished by mounting bracket and cover plate bending to meet the requirements. The front view parallel adjustment requires bending either to the left or right. The side view parallel adjustment requires bending either in or out, toward or away from the bank rod. The front parallel requirement is met if the wiper tip overlap is one half of the vertical bank contact or more and equal throughout vertical movement of the wiper with the shaft at rotary normal. The side parallel requirement is met if the clearance between the vertical wiper blade and its backstop is equidistant throughout vertical movement of the wiper with the shaft at rotary normal. Note the 15-degree angular relationship of the wiper tip end section to the bank contact surface. To adjust, use the duckbill pliers to bend the wiper at the tension check point. When performing any of the adjustments to the vertical bank, position the shaft on at least the second rotary step of some level to protect the vertical wiper and tip from damage. Now check that the vertical wiper backstop is at 90 degrees with respect to the set screw and wiper hub axis. If not within the requirement, use the spring adjuster H-7066 as shown here to meet the requirement. Now, at rotary normal, position the vertical wiper on the center of the vertical bank contact by loosening the wiper collar set screw, moving the wiper assembly up or down on the shaft, to be no more than 1/32nd of an inch above the center line, nor more than 1/64th of an inch below when checked on the first and tenth level. Then finger tighten the set screw. Simultaneously with this adjustment, the backstop and wiper clearance must be met as being 3/64 of an inch minimum, maximum such that a wiper cord cannot enter the opening at B. Note, vertical wiper positioning to meet the wiper tip centering and wiper rotation with the shaft at rotary normal to meet the backstop wiper blade separation. Now tighten the set screw in the wiper hub. Vertical wiper tension against the backstop, minimum 20 and maximum 30 grams, can be met by using the spring adjuster as shown, applied equally to the upper and lower circular portions of the vertical wiper. To increase tension, move the adjuster toward the wiper to meet the requirement. To decrease, move the adjuster away from the wiper. Meeting this requirement will usually satisfy the vertical wiper tip tension against the bank contact. Check the wiper tip bank contact tension to be within the requirements for test, minimum 25, maximum 50 grams, and readjust minimum 30, maximum 45 grams. Now all adjustments are complete. With all requirements met, remove the toothpick from the Vaughn spring assembly. Replace the switch covers. Remove the busy clip and test the operation of each switch in turn until all are in service. Complete required reports in accordance with local procedure. This completes our presentation.